Well, Eugene Donnelly, you were smiling earlier on. You've come round and you must be very pleased overall.
I'm absolutely delighted, and a huge congratulations to Manus and everybody here. Obviously, as you know, I've won the rally a few times, but to be sitting here lining up sixth overall for the finish ramp, I'm over the moon. I never thought that I would ever be here again. You know, we've had a great rally in the sense that the team has worked very well. I've had massive support from Divers Hyundai and from Hyundai Motorsport themselves, but also from our tyre manufacturer, which I have to say, the commercial identity to these things, these rallies wouldn't happen without them. So it's a great thanks to them, and that they had the faith in me and the confidence in me to, you know, to support us and be here in Donegal.
And just this rally, you can compare it with many other ones. I mean, it's still right up there, isn't it? It's as good as anything.
Look, you know, I've seen it in Killarney. I've seen it in several places that we've rallied this year. If you want to know how to run a rally and see how a rally should be supported, come to Donegal in June. I mean, the support the event has got here. And, you know, you have to realise they're not just coming here to see the winners. They've come here to see everybody that's competing. And the organisers, you know, you just put a huge effort into it. And the local media, yourselves included, like, you all get behind the event, which is so, so important from the commercialised side of it, from the tourism side of it, but also, you know, to bring that economy into the country here, you know.
Callum Devine, first time with the R5 in Irish soil, and you must be well pleased overall.
Yeah, we're delighted, obviously, with our pace this weekend. And to be close to these Moffat guys, it's we obviously said that before the event, we wouldn't have been too sure, but yeah, we're happy, and made some improvements to the car, which, yeah, we're good and happy with so far.
20 challenging stages, what were the highlights for you?
Yeah, they're all real clinker of stages. I think it was probably there at the end, the last day there. We started got a good setup for the car, and we started getting into it. We set a fastest time over Atlantic Drive overall, so we're quite happy with that.
Well, compared to some of these other guys, you'd be one of the less experienced over these famous stages, but no doubt you'll be back.
Oh, we'll be back. I think we've got the bug in this big car now, so we'll be planning it back next year again.
And as a three-day event, just how challenging is that?
Yeah, it's demanding. It's 3 days. It's obviously a sore in the body, and you have to keep the fluids on board. But yeah, it's good. And the terrain in Donegal is special, isn't it?
And finally, what's next up for Callum Devine?
I'm going to Finland now in July for the end of the Junior WRC. So that'll be that. We'll finish that out then.
PJ McDermott, here we are at the Mount Airgill Hotel. You've completed another rally, so how do you sum this one up?
Would have done a wee bit more preparation for this rally, and it all went wrong for me on Friday. I lost my brakes, so that was a bit disappointing for me on the second stage. So I just had to re-grip. I was able to get into the Super Rally 2 then and have another go at it. So over the weekend, I think enjoyed it. So I'm here anyway. I got it finished.
Yeah, because coming over Cork, wasn't it, that you had the problems, and so early on, I suppose it's unfortunate, but still nice to get around eventually.
It's nice to be here, yeah, because it's a long try and rally, and it's good to get it finished, and it gives you a bit of experience for next year again, so yeah.
Well, Martin Doherty, you've won the historic section. You must be absolutely delighted.
Ah, listen, it's great. It's good. Fair play to Motor Club and Eamon and all his team. Ran a brilliant event, and good to enjoy it. Also, just like to thank the guards. I think they've done an excellent job, very professional the way they've done it, and you know, got the event run nice and sweet. And I just want to pay tribute to Andy Johnson, who gave us a good run. Unfortunately, had a bit of bother on Saturday, which maybe would have changed the thing, but no, good event. Thanks very much.
And just a little bit about the Escort Mark II, it did the business.
The Escort Mark II done the business. Fair play to Paul Flanagan and the boys at VSM and Derry. They got prepared the car for us, so it was good. We really enjoyed it.
Jason Black, congratulations, winner of the junior section. So sum it up.
Yeah, it was a great day's racing. We were very tight. Jordan pushed us all the way. So well, 5 seconds down going into the last stage. So first hard and went on top.
And what were the highlights for you?
Glen's, Donegal's, the rally to win. So it is.
And what's the next step?
We'll go to Sligo. Finish the challenge up, so our national challenge up.
And you'd highly recommend this race?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Great stages there, well ran.
And just a word about the co-driver?
Did great, sorry, as always.